My name is Craig Hales, and I'm an epidemiologist with the Biosense program at CDC. And today I'm going to talk to you about the Biosense influenza module. And previous speaker, this is what she was talking about when she's looking at the VA and DoD data that's available in Biosense. So what is the influenza module? That's what I'm going to talk about first. And then I'm going to talk to you about some of the data sources that we have in the module, some of the functionality that is available through the influenza module, and look at some of the performance of the Biosense influenza indicators. And it was very interesting to see the last talk when the presenter was looking at how those performed on the state level. I'm going to look at it from the national level. And also, as Jerry just mentioned, some potential improvements to the indicators that we use in the Biosense influenza module. And also some new additional data sources that we're planning to add to the module for the upcoming flu season. So the influenza module is a separate module within the Biosense application. And it really began as a collaboration between the influenza division and Biosense last year. And it was launched in December of last year. And really what we wanted to do was to take the available data sources that we have at CDC from the influenza division and through Biosense and present them in a single application. That way the user has a common format to see all of the available data and can interact with the data in similar ways across all the data sources. So state and local users have access to the national level data. They have access to the regional level data throughout all the regions in the country. And then they also have access to their state-specific data. So once you open the Biosense application, you see this page. And then in the lower right-hand corner, you have the influenza module. You click on that, and it opens up into a new window. And this is what you see when you open it up. This is called the flu kiosk. And at the top of the page, you have a synopsis here from the influenza division that basically summarizes the influenza activity as it's seen through all of the available data sources for that particular week. And then below that, you have a dashboard type of format where all of the national level Biosense and influenza division data sources combined together, both in the maps and the time series. This gives you a bit of a bird's eye view of what's happening at the national level. So what are the data sources that are in the influenza module? The three, what I sort of call traditional influenza surveillance data sources are the Sentinel providers that I'm sure you're familiar with, the WHO and National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System, which gives us lab data on the number of isolates and the percent positive for influenza. And then the state and territorial epidemiologist report, where each state reports their level of influenza activity. So there are two main sources of data that we get from Biosense. One is the VA and DoD data, like the previous presenter talked about. We also get data from the Biosense hospital emergency departments. And we get chief complaint and final diagnosis data from these hospitals. So the first thing that we look at is the chief complaints from the emergency department. And we calculate this as the proportion of visits where either flu or fever or cough are mentioned in the chief complaint. And we have 543 facilities reporting this kind of data to us. And then for the emergency department final diagnosis, we use the acute respiratory illness indicator, which is the proportion of the total visits where there's an ICD-9 code for either an upper or lower respiratory tract infection that's listed here. And there are about 172 facilities that send us this ICD-9 code from the EDs. And then the VA and DoD outpatient clinic final diagnosis. We use the same calculation with the acute respiratory illness, and we have over 1,100 facilities sending us this data across the country. So now I'm going to talk to you about the functionality that the influenza module has. The first is the flu kiosk, which I showed you. This is a national level dashboard that you see when you first open up the module. You can also click on each of those sections, and you can also drill down from that. Then there's a map section and a time series section, which I'll go through, as, and then you can also create a customized dashboard for your own jurisdiction. And I'll go through all of these. The first one is the map. If you click on the map at the top of the page, you'll see a series of selections here on the left-hand side, where you can select which data source you want to look at, and then whether you want to look at a national level, regional, state, or lower, and then the period that you're interested in looking at. And what we're looking at here is the VA and DoD clinics across the entire country. And this is for the week ending February 16th of this year. And each of these dots is a facility, and they are color-coded as elevated or not elevated. And this is based on the EARS C2 algorithm. This map is for the BioSense Hospital Emergency Department Chief Complaints. So you can see which facilities send us this data. And this is also coded as an elevated or not elevated flu activity for that individual facility. And with all of the BioSense data sources, you have the ability to stratify by age. So for the maps here, you can select a particular age group if you just want to see what's happening with that age group, and the algorithms are calculated using just those age groups. Okay, here's the time series. If you click on time series, you can go back, select which data source that you're interested in. You can also stratify by age in the BioSense with the BioSense data. So this graph that you see is the BioSense Hospital Emergency Department Chief Complaint data, stratified by age, and this top line, as you would expect, is the 0 to 4 age group. And then for the maps and also for the time series, if you scroll down, you'll see there's a data table. Now, within the application, one of the other functionalities is that you can create your own customized dashboard. And so this, I just made up a quick one for Texas with the BioSense data sources here. And so you can decide which views that you want to see for your state or for your county. And you can select a mix of maps and time series and then put them all on one page. So you can, with one view, you can see what's happening. So now I'm going to talk about the performance of the BioSense influenza indicators and some potential improvements that we're thinking about for the upcoming flu season. The first is the ARI indicator, and this is the one that the previous speaker was talking about. Currently, we calculate this as a proportion of total visits where there's an ICD-9 code for an upper respiratory or lower respiratory tract infection, from everything from nasopharyngitis down to pneumonia and influenza. And one of the problems that we noticed on the national level was that this past flu season was particularly severe as seen by the Sentinel providers, but that wasn't really reflected in the VA and DoD data. So we went back and tried to see if we could come up with a better way to calculate, to do our calculations, so that it would more closely reflect what's happening with the Sentinel providers. So, and I'm going to show you this on the next slide, but what we came up with is we went back and looked at the standard definition of influenza-like illness and translated that down to the BioSense subsyndromes. And so that is the fever. So if it has a ICD-9 code for a fever and an ICD-9 code for a cough or an upper respiratory tract infection, then it's counted in the numerator for this. Or if there's an ICD-9 code for influenza, it's counted. Okay, so on this graph, if you look at the red line is the Sentinel provider percent ILI, and that's what we sort of use as a gold standard here. So you can, if you just look at the red line across these three seasons, you'll notice in the third season, there's a much higher peak than in the previous two seasons. And then if you look at the yellow line, this is the current indicator, the ARI indicator that we've been using. And if you look just at the yellow curve, and you look at all three seasons, they look pretty much the same. You didn't see that big increase as you did in the Sentinel provider. But then when we applied the new definition, the one that's closer to the standard definition for influenza-like illness, then you see a much, you see that the curve follows the Sentinel provider curve much closer. And then you can also see in this past year that there was a much higher influenza activity, as you would expect, looking at the Sentinel provider percent ILI. So then we also went back and looked at our chief complaint data and thought we would do the same thing. Currently, what we are using are the chief complaints where fever, flu, or cough is mentioned in the chief complaint. And so what we decided to try is a definition that's more consistent with ILI, which is fever and cough or some kind of upper respiratory tract infection, or if the patient says they have the flu or influenza when they come in. So this graph shows the last 2 years of data. The red line, again, is the Sentinel provider percent ILI, which we see as the gold standard. The yellow line is the current indicator that we deployed last year. And then the green line is the proposed indicator, the one that's closer to the ILI definition. And so as you can see from this, using the more specific definition, we have fewer total number of visits that meet the definition, but the percentages are much closer to the Sentinel provider percent ILI than the broader definition that we have been using. So now I want to just briefly talk about a couple of new data sources that we have. One is laboratory data from commercial laboratories, LabCorp, and Quest, and then the influenza antiviral data that we get from, at any one time, about 20 to 30,000 pharmacies across the country. So here's the LabCorp and Quest data. And so the graph that you see here is very similar to the one if you're looking at the WHO lab data that's currently available. So you can see the number of isolates that are influenza A, influenza B, or some kind of influenza that's unspecified. And then we'll also be able to show you the percent positive. And the total, just to mention, the total number of tests here are about half the volume of the WHO network and NERVS network across the country. The second data source is antivirals. And so what we're calculating here is the ratio of influenza antivirals to all the anti-infective prescriptions. And like I said, we have 20 to 30,000 pharmacies reporting this at any one time. And as you can see, the red line here is the Sentinel provider percent ILI again, and the yellow line is this antiviral percent. And I also have a poster on this topic and that I have to be at, actually, at 3 o'clock. So if you wanna go to see me at the posters, I can talk to you in more detail about this specific data type. It's quite interesting. So earlier this year, I conducted a series of webinars with the states. All the states were invited to participate. There were 7 states and 1 metropolitan health department that wanted to participate. Every month we have general trainings for the influenza module. And the trainings are at the national level just because anyone is invited to come, and so we have to stay at the national level. But there was more interest in sort of drilling down and looking at state-specific data. So in order to do that, we'd have to limit those to the specific state. So we did that. And this was an opportunity for us to do some additional training to show folks at the state level and local level how to use the functionalities in the module, and also get some feedback from them about what they like about the module, what they don't like, and what they would like to see improved. And some of the main feedback that we got from these webinars was that they would like to see more recent data. They would like to be able to download the data from the tables that I showed, and they would like to see data from adjacent jurisdictions. There was also a lot of interest in the new laboratory and antiviral data. So just in conclusion, this is the BioSense Influenza module. It's a new application within BioSense that combines the traditional sources that that CDC has been receiving, as well as the newer data sources that we're getting in BioSense. And the goal is eventually to create an application that we can put all of the data in, the influenza-related data that's available at the CDC. And we're also making several improvements for the upcoming influenza season that, based on our first year of experience and feedback from our users. And we always appreciate your suggestions and feedback. Just some acknowledgments, especially to the CDC Influenza Division, who've been our partners and collaborators in developing this, the Veterans Administration and Department of Defense, and all of our state and local health departments that provide us data, as well as the health, the hospital systems. And so if you have any other questions, you can feel free to email me or thank you. Okay.
Quick question. When we looked at our ILI Center providers and comparing them to the ICU-9 ND data, we kind of looked at it as two different populations.
Mm-hmm.
You may get more severe individuals referring to the hospital, and you may get people just go to a local physician and get something to go home. So in that attempt to normalize those people, make adjustments to those changes for the coming year, did you take that into consideration and maybe just look at two different populations based on severity?
Yeah, that is true. I didn't make any adjustments for that in this analysis. And in fact, I mean, the Sentinel provider, since I was doing this on the national level, the Sentinel provider data comes from all of the states. Whereas obviously we're only getting BioSense hospital data from a few states. So, you know, that one of the things I thought was curious about this. I mean, there are some things that are a little bit different about our data compared to the Sentinel provider data. But even without making these calculations, you can see that the correlations are quite high between the two data sources. I would imagine that if we did do those corrections, that it would be even more highly correlated. But even without, it's quite high.
Your aggregation of data, including your pharmacy data, what's the level of granularity that you currently have in BioSense? The reason that what I'm getting at is, what is the smallest local area that you can obtain data for that could really inform local areas of what their influenza situation is, particularly in light of the national influenza pandemic influenza plan that really requires local communities to have a lot of autonomy in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they're going to have to know very specifically what is the influenza situation in my area. How low can you go?
Are you're talking specifically about the pharmacy data?
No, not necessarily. In terms of all of your data, what level of granularity can you go down?
You can. It depends on the data source. For some of the data sources, you can go down to the provider level, for example, with the Sentinel providers, you can go down to the level of the provider. With the WHO, the lab data, you can go down to the state level is the lowest level that you can go down to. With the pharmacy data, the pharmacies that we have, we know that with the zip code that they're in, this hasn't been applied to the BioSense application, but I imagine that it would also go down to the county level. And I don't think it would go down to the facility level, actually. But it depends on the data source. You can either go down to the state or the county or the particular facility level.
Well, I guess the question is, even if you can go down to the county level, how good an indicator do you think that is? I mean, you can go down and look at what one or two physicians are showing at any level, but that doesn't tell you what's really going on in the community because it's not a big enough signal.
Right. I mean, with
reliable.
Right. Within the BioSense application, the main application, you can look at the individual facility level so that you can go in and look at the individual hospital to see what's happening at that individual facility level. Okay.
How well does the lab data for confirmed influenza actual specimen correlate with the influenza-like illness?
Oh.
Because there can be some slop in there.
Right. I mean, even if you look at the traditional sources for influenza, if you look at the WHO and the NERVS data, which is what we currently use, and you correlate that with the sentinel providers, there are differences. So we would also expect to see that with the BioSense data types. And I didn't do that analysis here, but what I can tell you that the this graph here, if you overlay this with the WHO lab data, that network of labs across the country, that's sort of our gold standard now for tracking influenza subtypes. If you overlay this with the WHO graph, it looks very similar. And if you graph the percent positives, they're also very highly correlated, and the timing of the increases and decreases are occur at the same time for both data sources. Both for the commercial lab data, which you're seeing here, and the traditional WHO lab data that we have for CDC.
Totally correlate with the sentinel.
Right. That data for those traditional data sources have been collected over the years, and it's known that there are differences between the lab data and the sentinel provider data. And so we see the same differences with the BioSense data too.
And a related question then, doctors' offices are beginning to a lot more tests, do some rapid tests for flu in their offices.
Mm.
That may increase with time even further. Is there any thought to capture that data?
Well, that's interesting. I think it would be great if we could get that data, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on if that data is captured by their electronic medical record. If that data, if it's in the medical record, in theory, then it could go into some kind of automated data collection system. Here, what I'm showing you for BioSense is the laboratory data. So this data is only for specimens that are submitted to the lab. So whatever is happening in the doctor's office, we're not capturing that. Well, these are taken from the LOINC, however they mapped it to the LOINC code, and so the ways that these are tested are either by immunofluorescence or by RNA PCR, and I didn't split it out here in this analysis, but those are the two. And cultures. Those are the three methods that are used for these. But I just didn't split it out in this analysis. I think.
Do you have a question?
No, it's just reminding you to step closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, come see me at the poster session if you'd like to talk about it more.